Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Johnny B Show, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Hello, B-holes. Another hour to go. We got B-holes on hold right now. Because we're getting ready to play a game for Will Do Wednesday. It's called In This Stupid Country, and it's New Year's edition. I like it.
Yeah, man.
And set this game up, man. Like, you explained it before. How did you come up with this game and kind of give the gist of the basis?
Well, I was just thinking about, like, the dumb things that we do, you know, for Christmas. Bring a tree inside. That's stupid as hell.
Yeah, and I gotta take mine down.
I was thinking, I bet you other countries do stupid stuff, too, that is a little different. And turns out, they do.
Oh, yeah. A lot of dumb stuff.
So, basically, we just made it turn into the New Year's.
Well, there you go.
Instead.
We got pretty much full phones right now. We will go to the phone lines and let them pick a horse. It'll be myself, Anna Hummel, or Ryan Adams, that you can choose, and if we win the game, you win tickets to see me next week. You can choose Wednesday or Thursday night. I'm headlining both nights at the Improv. Mark the Shark, what is up, buddy?
Oh, you know, just trying to stay warm.
Smoking weed. Yep. Are you high tonight, Mark?
Or are you farting on yourself?
A little bit.
Yeah, bro. I like it. Who you want to pick for this game, Marky Mark?
Oh, yeah. I gotta go with Johnny.
Johnny's a good choice. No, not this one. Okay, good luck, pal. All right, he's high. He's so high right now. Dan, what's up, buddy?
Not much. How you doing, man?
Good, bro. You got Anna or Ryan. They'll play for you. Which one do you want?
I will go with my girl, Anna.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You're
his girl.
I am the girl.
I'm forever your girl.
That's nice. Hold on. That's a nice 80s song.
Paula Abdul.
Ugh.
Yep. Sean, what's up?
I have to go with Ryan.
You do. That's it. You got to go with Ryan. Whole place. And bonus, Heather, what up?
I think I'll have to go with Anna.
Yeah.
Really? Is this your first time calling in, Heather?
Yes, it is.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tampa.
What part of Tampa?
Well, actually Tampa.
Coming over right now.
Date City.
What is it?
Date City.
Oh, Date City?
30 minutes north of Tampa. Not too bad.
I've been to Date City. One time I was...
Tampa area.
One time I was driving to Homosassa. Because I thought Homosassa was where gay people from the Notasassa moved. And I accidentally drove too far down the interstate. Before I knew it, I was in Dade City. And I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah,
I took the wrong turn in Zephyr Hills.
All right, you got Anna? Good luck to you.
Ladies love cool Anna.
Oh, boy, Jesus.
Right?
Yep, Roscoe Pico Train loves Anna, too. He's dead.
I think he's dead. I'm not sure. Like the actor? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Not sure what that was.
Will, fire away.
So here's what I want to do as well.
Okay.
I don't want to do the yelling out thing.
Yeah.
So if you yell out, you're out.
Johnny!
You're done.
Oh, sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
What can I say? Pick me!
Well, no, you can yell out, but if you do, then you can't answer again. If you get it wrong.
That's your guess.
You should do something. We should do something different. Like, give us roman candles, and if we fire a ball up in the air, then we get to answer.
Oh, so pen
next
up?
Time.
Pen up.
I don't know what. So we can
just
yell
say
at an
your
answer
name or something.
You can blurt it out, but you only get one blurt, and you're
right,
out for that
right,
round.
Fine.
I like it because now you got to choose your answer. Because
then you could just yell. I mean, a bunch of stuff.
Like an a-hole. Yeah. All right,
I feel like it could be more concise this way. Okay.
That was getting Anna's thing ready.
Bitches.
All right. So in this stupid country, number one, these idiots' families will spend their night in the company of their deceased loved ones by sleeping at the cemetery like fools.
Wow.
It's a country, not a territory.
You're not allowed to ask questions.
It's not yes or no questions.
Yeah. Now, if you don't know it off the bat, I will give you a few hints that perhaps you would jog your memory.
Yeah, first hint.
First hint, This country is known for earthquakes.
Haiti.
Haiti is incorrect.
I'm out.
Anybody else want to guess on that one? You want another hint?
I know it now. God damn it.
Mexico.
Incorrect.
God damn it.
I thought
I want another hint, baby.
You can have the two hints now.
Son of a bitch.
It's known for being long and having a delicious name.
Black people.
Chili.
Chili.
Chili, bitch.
These idiots will sleep with their relatives at the gravesite. What a bunch of dummies.
That is weird.
All right. In this country, number two, they hit walls with bread to get rid of evil spirits, like numbskulls that they are.
Johnny's house.
No. No, hit my face with some bread.
All right. Nobody wants to take a swing at that one,
got
huh?
it. I got
to
wait
you
for it.
Oh, Sean dropped off. I'm not playing for anybody now.
What the hell?
Damn it.
No confidence.
All right, this country is known for fighting. Lots of fighters in this country.
Ireland.
What'd you say?
Ireland.
Ireland, you're
yeah,
right.
But he said it like a handicapped baby.
Fighters?
Yeah, they fight a lot.
Yeah.
They fight
a lot. Nice answer, Thailand. Helen Keller.
Sean, you hung up, bitch. You're not a bitch. Sorry.
I hope no deaf people heard me do that.
Oh, boy. Number three. Moving on. These idiots throw old furniture out the window.
I love this game. I'm learning so much about the world.
These idiots take furniture, toss it right out the goddamn window like dummies.
Yeah, I need more information.
Yeah, right. I like how he rewords it. Like, that's going to make us. He goes,
oh, right.
Yeah, they throw furniture out the window.
You know.
These goddamn jackoffs throw furniture out the window. And we're still staring at him like he's speaking Spanish. And he goes, no, seriously, they take the couch. They shove it out of the hole in their wall that goes to the outside.
Well, I figured maybe he didn't hear me.
I got you. Yeah.
You know, just rewording it. All right. This country is known for sharks.
Australia.
God damn it. Incorrect.
South Africa.
South Africa is the correct answer.
Yeah,
damn it. Hold on. South Africa is its own country?
Yes.
I thought it was a bunch of countries.
No, it is a
Are
country.
You insane? Have you ever looked at a map?
Yeah, I looked at a map of Australia. Because you're stupid.
Oh, Don Cesar woman over there.
Yeah.
It's in your backyard.
How about you go everywhere in the United States and enjoy it before you go to South Africa?
They don't talk like that.
I'm in a way. Oh, no.
All right, so it's 2-1
2-1
nothing.
Yep. Johnny has 0. Anna has 2. Ryan has 1.
AIDS.
Moving on to number 4. People in this stupid country. They climb on top of chairs and literally jump into the new year to bring in good luck. What a bunch of dummies, am I right?
Oh, morons.
This is almost, yeah.
Oh, man.
So, anybody want to take a swing at that one?
No.
Not enough info.
Can I say what I was going to yell out, but I knew it would be wrong?
Sure.
No, go ahead. Give me a
All right. They're known for crappy weather. The weather's not great in this country.
Okay.
Anybody know?
No.
Need more
info? All of them now. The world is ending.
They're also known for the creation of Lego. The creation of Lego.
I want to
go ahead. Throw it out there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, coward. You've been sitting back in a cut.
I
want to say Sweden.
Sweden is incorrect.
All right.
Bitch.
All right. I'll give you the third clue. Vikings is the final clue.
Oh,
Vikings.
It's not.
I thought I was hoping he yelled Minnesota.
Oh, can I yell it again?
No, you cannot.
All right, hold on. No, I'll tell you what. We'll give Ryan and Johnny a guess.
Yeah.
And if they get it wrong, then we'll give you a guess again.
But no way. You can't just change the rules.
Why the hell not? We'll do Wednesday, baby.
Oh, God.
Let's take a swing,
God, you guys are terrible.
See, you said.
Man, it's so sad.
All right, give it to me.
No,
Johnny, you guess.
No, I'm wanting you to guess first.
Damn it.
Bitch.
Come on.
No. Bitch ass.
Pull up a map of Europe in your head.
Stop.
No, I'm not going to pull up a map.
I know what it is.
It's like on the tip of my damn tongue.
Come on, man.
Norway.
Norway is incorrect.
God damn it.
So I was
going
to guess. That's what I was going to guess.
All right,
guess.
Johnny, it's up to you, buddy.
It's Iceland. Come on. What am I, an idiot?
Incorrect, buddy.
Nobody gets a point.
All right, what you got, Anna?
Oh, I was going to say Norway.
Yeah.
Oh, but wait, no, wait. I said I was going to say. Nah. That's not my guess.
You don't get the point. What's
next
the
question? Gets the point. That was no. Denmark, by the way.
Oh,
those
really?
Stupid idiots. God.
Denmark the shark.
All right. Mm. These people, these dumb, oh, my God. Every year at the end of December, the small village, they'll fist fight to settle
their differences. Oh, God damn.
And then they'll start the year off on a clean slate.
So glad he said fight.
Me
these
too.
Buffoons.
I got dizzy going for the dumb button. I'm sorry. Say what they
were fisting.
Fighting.
Fist fighting.
Jesus.
My God.
That's Anna Homo, everybody. She does not represent me.
Anybody want to take a swing at that one? Or you want some clues?
Say it again. I'm sorry. I was scared after you said fist.
Every year at the end of December, people in this stupid village will friggin' fist fight to settle their differences like numbskulls. And then they'll start the year off on a clean slate.
This is a country.
I'll give you a hint right off the bat. It is a South American country.
Go
South
on.
Country. Okay, first hint. They are known for ayahuasca ceremonies. Ayahuasca ceremonies, which is a DMT concoction that lets you
makes
see
you hallucinate.
The Lord.
All right.
I have an idea, but
Me
I don't
too.
Want to blurt it out.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give you the second one.
Oh, yes.
They are known for Machu Picchu.
Amazonia.
No way.
That's not a thing.
It's Peru.
It is Peru, Anna Homo. Congratulations.
She just pulled away.
Mother, bitches.
Oh,
now, Ryan, you can. You got to get these next two, though.
I do.
You have to. The pressure's on. In this dumb country. Whoa, that was not me, by the way.
That's the sounder when Anna gets one right.
Sweet Lord.
Pussy-ass motherfucker.
Who is that?
That's Anna. We have sounders for everybody. Anybody who's ever been on the show.
Oh, Tony.
Everybody.
What the hell was that?
That's you being
what
gay.
The hell?
Oh, Tony.
That is really incriminating.
Oh, my God.
Pussy-ass motherfucker.
I don't have one yet. I'm kind of proud of it.
This has really gone off the
rails. Come
on. Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Should I go?
Yeah,
go for
okay.
it. Yeah.
All right.
My name is Buck, and I'm here to f***.
All right. Number six. This stupid country, they celebrate the new year by dropping ice cream on the floor like idiots.
Who does that?
Why would you ever do something like that?
What kind of sick bastard?
Why? Ooh, why?
Why? Why? Why?
You drop ice cream on the floor.
Oh, man.
All right,
anybody
go
need
on.
A hint?
First hint.
First hint, they're known for watches.
Switzerland!
Johnny B, that is correct.
Thank you. Yeah, bitches. Woo.
Johnny B can only.
I remember when I went to Switzerland.
Oh, yeah, one right.
God damn it.
Now, this last one, it's kind of, I call it a country, but it's kind of its own thing. You'll see what I'm talking about. Okay.
Great.
For the record, Dan and Heather won, so.
Yeah, that's right. You're okay.
Whoa, so we
why
do
are you gonna ruin
fun?
It, bro? I thought
I'm
I had a shot.
No, there's one question left. She has 4 points. I have two.
But don't
you
have
one.
Multiple sets of tickets to give away, though?
Yeah, this thing needed more questions. There's flaws in your game.
I like.
Oh
this game.
My God.
Sorry. Go ahead.
In this country, this stupid land, they throw pails of water out of their windows to drive away evil spirits.
Okay, and you're saying it's country slash not country.
Well, let me give you a hint.
All right.
I got this. Hold on, please. Do not. It is Vatican City for the win.
That is a great guess, actually, but that is incorrect.
Yeah, aww. Suck it. You're done. Bye.
It's known for pit bull.
Oh, God damn it.
Cuba.
That's a country.
Yeah.
But that is incorrect. Cuba is not a correct.
It's not?
No.
What?
Incorrect.
Is that's where he's from?
Oh,
are
Miami,
you sure?
Miami. I don't know. You're being racist, dude, if you think he's from Cuba.
Go
I'm
on.
Second guessing this.
Go on.
All right.
God damn it.
I consider this place, you know, it's part of America, but is it really?
Miami!
Oh my God, are
no.
you serious?
No.
That's her guess.
Right, last. They both got it wrong, so I get to
you get to guess.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, Johnny
he's
B.
He's not Puerto Rican!
Yeah!
He's Cubano!
He's Cuban! Hola,
Puerto Rico!
Who, Pitbull's
Hola,
Cuban?
Puerto Rico!
Yes!
Hola, Puerto Rico!
Sorry, that's news
Hola,
to me.
Puerto
I don't know what to tell you.
Don't you listen to Pitbull okay. songs?
No.
Me, oh my,
Damn it.
My.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking this up here.
Right. No, he's 1,000% Cuban.
Boricua forever.
And for the record, Puerto Rico is a territory.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's kind of part of America, but not really, kind of.
Okay, here we go. God-ish. Pitbull is...
Cubano.
He's from Miami. He was born in Miami.
Oh, that means he's Puerto Rican by default.
No, Cuban descent. I told you.
Crud. Sorry, my fault.
So
your
that
game
one
sucks.
What the hell?
This guy.
Well,
yeah. Right.
No.
You won the game?
No.
She won.
Anna won. You came in second. Ryan came in third.
Yeah, if you didn't win, then you didn't win.
I won. I never lose.
Yes, mother.
That's right.
Congratulations.
That's Dan and Heather, right?
Mark the Shark.
What's up?
Sorry, buddy. Was that a sobering loss for you?
I mean,
he's not sobering.
He doesn't know he lost.
It's true.
Oh, I lost?
Sorry, pal. Exactly. You're going to have plenty of chances to win, though. Thanks, though. I love you.
All right,
buddy. Hit that pipe. Dan, congratulations, Dan.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
Oh, you're welcome, by the way.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Dan.
She's won both of these, by the way.
Yeah, because I know things about places that aren't America.
No, yeah, I think she's smarter than you guys.
Well, duh.
Well, congratulations. Maybe you'll be headlining a library next week. Smarty pants.
It's hurtful.
I'm sorry. I'll put you on hold. You pick Wednesday or Thursday night, and I will see you next week, pal. All right? Later, buddy. All right, we'll hug. We'll hug, and it'll be awkward. Heather, what's up, mama? What up, Dane Sid?
Hey.
What up, girl?
What's going on?
You won, mom. Now, do they have roads from Dade City to Ybor City?
Let me think. I don't know so much if they do have roads that would lead me to where I need to go.
Ybor City.
Ybor? Where's Ybor?
Oh, boy. Alrighty, you're on hold now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.